It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I did sort of an alarming or jarring thing for myself last night. We were driving with my kids and my daughter's girlfriend down Lake Hook Road, and Sarah was new to the area. We went by Northbrook Court, and I said, you know, there's that mall that you've seen on the news where the cars drive into the Louis Vuitton store and smash and grab. And, you know, she talked about how it's been going on in California. We know it's a growing trend. Attorney General Kwame Raoul joins us now to talk about efforts to stop it. Mr. Attorney General, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What's the plan? I mean, I know Mayor Lightfoot talked about these stores maybe increasing their own security. Best Buy says they're going to do that very thing. But what's your notion of what should be done?
Well, I was alerted to this trend maybe about a year ago, and that's why months ago I called for the organization of a task force on organized retail crime, because what needs to be done is for these not to be treated as your normal isolated retail thefts. There are organized crime rings behind these brazen acts that are using mules to commit these acts, and they're very organized crime rings that sell these products on online marketplaces, and you know, this is not your historic everyday inconspicuous retail theft. These are brazen, violent, sometimes violent acts that appear to be disorganized, but there's an organized ring behind it oftentimes.
You know, it does a couple of things. I mean, obviously it's devastating for the stores that are hit, but it instills fear, I think, in shoppers that they see these armies of people just storming in, and, you know, and they never know where it's going to be. What are you talking about, prosecuting them differently, or what specifically would you do to try to crack down on it?
Well, I think one of the things is we got to compile information and get to the folks who are behind the people doing this. So we've got to trace it up to the organized rings, and that may involve having much stiffer initial charges. We can be creative with our existing laws because it doesn't necessarily need to be charged as a retail theft, because the violent nature of some of these acts involve other crimes as well, and so they can be charged more seriously. But we have to not treat them as isolated acts, and we have to understand that we've got to do the extra legwork and communicate with one another as law enforcement agencies to put the evidence together to go after the organized rings that are behind this. Oftentimes, human trafficking is involved, money laundering, other drug trafficking, and gang activity is tied to this, and to treat it as isolated acts is a mistake.
Okay, so go back to that. You mentioned earlier that these people running into the stores are mules in many cases. So are you saying that these are people who are victims of human trafficking being forced to do this?
Not in all cases, but okay. But there's been examples. Again, this isn't a brand new phenomenon. This has been occurring, and it's been occurring across the country. You know, we've met as attorneys general to discuss this. And it's not isolated to Michigan Avenue or to the Louis Vuitton store. This has been happening for some time. The mistake that has been made is it's treated the same by law enforcement as isolated acts.
I got you.
And unless we recognize what is really happening, and it's happening. We're communicating with our federal and local law enforcement partners and putting evidence and together and communicating with one another.
We're talking to Attorney General Kwame Raoul about these, smash and grab is understating it, I think. Could this be considered or investigated as cyber crime as well? Because, I mean, you know, General, I don't know about your growing up, but, you know, there used to be people in the mall parking lot selling speakers out of the back of their car, right?
And, yeah, so that right? You bring up a really good point there, because this is no longer, sneaking that item out of a store and selling it in the alley or in the parking lot or at the flea market. It's made easier by way of the online platforms that exist, be it Amazon, eBay, Craigslist.
Right. So then where's the responsibility then? I mean, I would imagine it's on us not to buy cut-rate material, but we don't always know. Sometimes maybe it's a deal. Or is it the responsibility of these online marketplaces that make this stolen material available?
It is, in part. And that's why we've reached out to them and we've met with them to call on them to use, because, a lot of these online marketplaces have used powerful algorithms and so forth to market their products, and they can use that same technology to help us detect the bad actors here.
Do they know they're selling stolen goods?
They know this exists, and unfortunately, in our discussions thus far, they've been cooperative and willing to help us in our effort to crack down on this.
That's very good. So I know when you announce your plan later this week, I mean, what's going to be the headline of it? What will people come away with what you want to do differently?
Well, I think one is putting the heads together, right? Like you said, people have thought that, I'm just getting a deal on eBay or online, and that has gone on without any calling to the carpet of everybody to come together and say, hey, when you're buying an appliance that's brand new, that purports to be brand new, and it doesn't offer you a warranty, hey, there's something wrong there. There's a likelihood that this is a stolen item. There are indicators that might hint to one, including the online marketplaces, that a particular item might be a stolen item. We've seen stores like CVS and Walgreens more. You walk into a CVS or a Walgreens these days, and to buy deodorant, you got to get somebody to come on unlock
it up, yeah.
That's because this has been ongoing for some time, and it's elevated to some of these higher end stores of late. But it's been going on at Home Depots, Walmarts, the pharmacy stores, and various other big box stores for some time.
Well, listen, I certainly wish you the best of luck. We all do, because it, like I said, I learned early on that one of the functions of terrorism was to scare the public. I mean, these people aren't terrorists, but they are scaring the public, and that's having an inhibition for sales numbers. So when people just don't want to go to the mall, or they don't want to go to the stores because they see things like this on TV.
Yeah, that's right. This is supposed to be a season when folks should be comfortable going into their brick and mortar stores, and it's part of the activity, of the holidays, to be able to feel like you're safe shopping. And with these brazen and violent acts, sometimes it's a danger to consumers. It's a danger to personnel in these stores. Right. And so
peace,
we take this very seriously.
Peace on earth and goodwill toward all, I guess, right? That's what we're after.
Indeed.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul, I appreciate the fight. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you're busy.
All right. Thank you.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right. We're going to find our way into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.